Doiv davar. Shlitas Shlita Gemurahi. Klal. Is this still 46? Yeah.
This is 47.
Shlita Gemurah. At the end, the idea is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has full control of the world. She'ain lo shum mineya v'klal v'ikar. Nothing can get in the way of his controlling the world. B'chayis v'chasha at every moment. U'kvar bi'arti davar zeh l'mal kol tzarkei. I already explained this. V'nei kol k'moish shekel mistatehu. And just like Hashem is a hidden God, mitzad mitzi'usoi u'mahusoi ha'poshot. She'ein lo musog v'noi da'klal l'shum beria. Hashem is not known to anybody. Kein niglo kvoidoi v'noi da'hu k'tzas mitzad p'uloisav eila. We understand a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from philosophy, not from only looking into. We understand a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu from relating, from seeing how he relates to the world. And anything that a person can understand about Hashem in this world, what we understand is the way Hashem interacts with the world. We don't understand Hashem himself. Himself. We just understand the way he interacts, right? It's like a lot of times a child, I've heard this so many times, especially recently, a child has a certain relationship with a parent. And the way they relate to parent is very, very, very limited to their relationship with the parent. You can have a parent who's a gadol hador, but to the child, they don't relate to the parent that way. So they don't see the parents godless. So they could tell you stories about, I know he's a god. Why? Because this is the way he interacted with me. This is the way I saw these basic interactions. Yeah, but what about he stayed up all night to learn? It wasn't Dumia who he stayed up all night to learn. What about his tremendous chesed that he did for that Yosema over there? It wasn't Dumia. I'm a child at home. We had a Shabbos Suda and whatever. So what happens is, and then the children, after the child, the parent dies. Then the children are sitting Shiva, and then people come and tell them stories, and all of a sudden they start to understand who the parent really was. But till then, they were just relating to the parent through their personal interact relationship with the parent. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's saying. Kaviyachol, our relationship with Hashem is only through the way he interacts with us. We have no shaychus to understanding who Hashem is. So everything that we're describing is only through his interactions with the world. It's not about Hashem himself. But you have to know further. Even what we do see about Hashem, it's only that which comes out of the Maisa. This is even more complicated. How do I explain this? Even the way Hashem interacts with the world, we don't really know how Hashem interacts with the world. We just know what happens to the world when Hashem interacts with it. Kol kama shehu yizbarach ein hasaga shetasigeu v'iyasher lahasig on ella ma shehu banu anachla nevroim. Okay, and af alpi sheniyaches lo hamidos certain midos. Even his midos that we see are not according to the midos that we see. So he acted with rachmanos. That's not really the rachmanos that we know of in this world. It's godly rachmanos. So basically, what he's saying is we cannot judge or try to understand Hashem or Hashem's, for sure, Hashem. And even Hashem's actions and interactions with the world, with the lens of our lens, because our lens is never really on the same wavelength as Hashem, even in the way he interacts with the world.
Could you give an example of Hashem interacting with the world?
Yeah, there's a
Earthquake today, and you know.
everything rain. The world needs rain. It's a drought. When Hashem gives rain, she's interacting with the world. There's
California.
this poor guy, and he didn't know how to pay his bills, and Hashem Send him money that day. Everything. In other words,
All right,
it's an interface between what happens in the world and Hashem's hashba. I think that's what I mean to say. But we can't define the hashba in human terms. That's what I'm saying. It's not like, oh, that was so much. There was so much mercy with that hashba. I mean, we don't know all the cheshbonos. We don't understand what went into that. What's at stake. So therefore, it's really not fair to describe it in human terms.
So how do we emulate it?
Oh, that's the point. So he says, V'loyoid el shafilu ha'pu'ula shalach yisroines anu tzarach lifal oisam b'chisayimu. I think what he's trying to say is we have to understand that that's true, but we also have to understand that Hashem created a world that should be observed by us. And if Hashem knows also that we're going to understand it only with our limited kelim. So there is a truth to the fact that the way we perceive it is what Hashem wants us to perceive. It's just not the real truth. But Hashem wants us to perceive it that way. That's what he's saying.
See, we're supposed to learn to be like Hashem, but it's not really what Hashem.
It's not really the depths of Hashem's actions.
It's just those midos.
It's the midos that we perceive that way.
Right. It is Hashem's action.
I know, but Hashem's Rachmanis is not something we can emulate.
So how can't tame?
It sounds like he's saying is that these meters are not meters that we could really, really be oimed on the full depth of it.
Just a little bit.
Let me listen. The Rambam says a halacha that someone does not have a child cannot be a dayan. It's more like that. Someone does not have a child cannot be a dayan. And the Rambam says because if he doesn't have a child, he doesn't understand what mercy is. So does that person think he doesn't understand what mercy is?
They just said, Mary Bender said the thing that all the
homework.
The girl, who's giving the homework? The ones that don't have any kids at home.
Yeah. I'm saying, that guy that doesn't have kids, does he think that he doesn't know how to be merciful? Or does he think what I'm doing is mercy?
Right.
He thinks he is, right? So what's the tarots? He cannot. It's beyond him to understand what real mercy is because he never experienced having a child. So, yeah, we see Hashem's mercy and we emulate it. So that guy learned from his Rebbeim, wow, look, you know, look at Rav Shteinman, he's such a Baal Rachmim, I'm also going to be merciful. But you can't be because you're limited in what your mercy could be. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't be merciful. Just Lamaise is not going to be the same as his. So you learn from Hashem, you think you're understanding what his Rachmanis is. You didn't create a world, so you can't understand what his Rachmanis is.
That sounds like the Mishnah.
No, that's trying to explain the time of mitzvahs.
Then why don't you say, why are you Mishaskin? I say, it says.
I think that's part of time of mitzvahs. And that's something else. You're trying to say it's because.
No, there's ours different shot there.
But anyway, so I think that's a good marshal. He's asking a question. Rabbi Lebovitz is asking a very good question. If he's saying in this paragraph, not only can we not really understand anything about Hashem himself, that means we can't even really fully grasp even the way he interacts with the world, because the depths of the midos are so deep that we can't really grasp it. So he's asking, so then how could there be a mitzvah to emulate his midos if we don't even know what they are?
I mean,
so I'm saying is no.
What we see.
And what you see is a midah of Rachmanis manifesting itself. The way we understand that and perceive it is the way we understand that and perceive it. In reality, there's a much deeper Rachmanis that he has. So when someone, that's I'm giving a marshal, someone that has no children, sees someone with a child go jumping into the ocean and saving their child, wow, that was Rachmanis. He can't understand what that Rachmanis was. That's the Rambam says. He can't really understand it. It's not that they're a bad person. They just they don't have the kelim to understand what that Rachmanis is. So we don't have the full kelim to understand the ability to understand what the midos of Hashem are in their fullest. Nevertheless, he expresses it in this world for us to learn from on our level. And I guess the importance of saying this in this paragraph is to explain that don't think
you really know
that you really know.
Because he started off saying you don't know Hashem.
Okay? Now, so he says at the end of 46, and boy, in case you thought that what we were learning until now was complicated, so he says at the end of 46, Kide ad heina hikdamti lacha hakdama. We're finished the introduction. Now we could start the book. So basically, just said, okay, everybody, sign. We finished it. What? Buckle up. Essentially, buckle up. We just finished the intro. Now I can get to your actual question. Omra Neshama. So the Neshama asks, Shamati, I've heard. It makes sense to me. I've heard and I've understood that there's no way to understand the world if you don't believe in a creator. And I assume he's going to say, you're right. But let's find that next week. this paragraph today is an extra knitch, like another, you know, added point. It's very nice. Okay, have a good chat, everyone. Thank you. I'm sure we made it every night this week. Next week, we'll start up. We'll maybe end of the week. I won't be here, but for the first couple of nights, we'll be here. Mr.
How are we going?